I spoke too quietly? Would you tell me to speak up? Tell me that my words aren't loud enough. Tell me that my mind is clouded, mistrust. But mister, your rage is on fire. Take note of this picture I'm painting with words in your head for you to understand. I'm not strange, no, I'm not a stranger. I'm just craving a simple affection from you.
The taste of a liar, your words do transpire, locked up with a throwaway key. My heart is on fire, igniting a path to patience beyond dismay. But you can't decide, always changing your mind. You're a
I'm not strange, no, I'm not a stranger. I'm just craving a simple affection from you to go on and on and on. Yeah, I'm not strange, no, I'm not a stranger. I'm just craving a simple affection from you. Tired. It's too late. These shots have been fired. I'm not strange.
I'm not strange.
I'm not a stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
You're a game.
You're a game.
You are the liar. These shots have been fired. Our love has retired.
You're on 4ZZZ, and that just there live in the studio was Thafika with Stranger. Welcome to 4ZZZ, Lily.
Hello.
And Michael from Thafika.
How are you?
Very good, very good. Michael, do you want to pull that mic a bit?
Oh, yes. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. It's reaching right across his keyboard in the studio.
He's a giraffe. It's okay.
Yes. Now, you two have come all the way up from the Gold Coast today.
We have.
Thank you for making the journey.
Oh, more than happy to. We're happy to be here.
Not a bad drive, yeah.
Now, that was a fantastic performance. You guys sound really, really tight together. Like, I imagine it must have taken a long time to kind of get that kind of that dynamic going where you can, because you know, oftentimes you'll see duos out in the pub and they're just both frantically slamming on acoustic guitars. But you guys seem to have really worked out like an arrangement where you work each other's instruments and vocals around each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about how you guys came to be and how you developed your musical relationship.
Yeah, so Michael and I have known each other for a very long time, since I think around like 2011. So
yeah.
2010, like teenage times. We studied music together at uni and were writing songs and just jamming on, you know, all sorts of different covers back then. And then in 2013, we both took a contract to go to Japan for 4.5 months to play music in the snow, which was awesome, in a little ski village. And then, after those couple of months of playing together, we decided to, you know, come back home, form a band, and we got our drummer Mitch to come along, and it all sort of started from there. A lot of practice, I guess. That's why we probably sound so tight.
That's awesome. So in Japan, were you working at like a ski lodge or something?
We were in a place called Hakuba, working for the Hakuba Hotel Group, playing 6 nights a week in restaurants and bars. And originally, like, we were playing separate, and then they just decided after New Year's to put us as a duo. So it all started from there.
So what do you play to a Japanese audience? Like, do you play Western pop songs? Do you play your own stuff? Or do either of you...
mainly just like Aussie bangers.
some chisel. Like,
Where we were, because it was holiday time, so a lot of the audience, there was probably hardly any Japanese people there, apart from some of the workers. It was mainly holiday goers and the staff that work there, so it's pretty much everyone from around the globe. We were just banging out, you know, bit of this, bit of that, just trying to fit the crowd.
500 miles and
definitely
a bit of Fleetwood Mac, it was good
sort of crowd, which was good, just with an acoustic guitar and piano as well. So
yeah,
that was really good fun.
So you came back to Australia, decided to put some originals together. What is the origin of your band name, the fika?
So it is actually Swedish for coffee break. So whilst in Japan, we were writing songs and trying to write some more original songs, and we happened to do that over coffee breaks and tea breaks, trying to keep warm in the snow. And this guy that we sort of knew from around the place was Swedish, and he's like, hey guys, that's a fika where I'm from. And so we're like, oh, that's a cool word. And the name is sort of stuck. I wish we had a better story for it, but it was as simple as that. And we just really like the name.
How do you guys kind of write, or do you write together, or do you tend to write individually and then bring it to the band?
I don't know. I guess like we've both been like solo acts in the past.
Yeah.
And so we've been writing songs for like years. That's where we started at music, like popular music. And we've just got like really similar taste in music, I guess. And we write, I don't know, someone will come up with an idea, bring it to a jam, and then we'll finish every song together. So we never really just like write a full song by ourselves.
And we like each other's opinions and see what we can work with. And I mean, if I'm playing something on guitar and I know it needs a piano part, like, and you know, I'm just like stuck for an idea, Michael will be there instantly and goes, oh, this is really cool, and it's vice versa. So it's a good little,
we can both play like each other's instruments, so it's we swap around a bit.
So what are some of those shared influences that you both have?
We first like originally bonded over this, you know, the sounds of Mumford and Sons, Bon Iver, very acoustic folk, and then it sort of has gelled into, you know, a love of London Grammar, Alabama Shakes. Do you want to?
a lot of
people has influenced.
Even just like alternative rock bands, like I don't know, you know, Half Moon Run, they're pretty wicked. I don't know, the list could go on. We sort of listen to everything, but...
So a pretty diverse bunch.
Very diverse.
I'm kind of fascinated by the Gold Coast music scene. Like, how is it, what's it like down there? Is it a good place? Are there places to play? Are there lots of kind of bands? Because I more associate, maybe this is my prejudice, but I associate more with kind of clubs and that kind of music.
Yeah, Yeah, well, there is, like, I think now especially, you know, there was lots of Gold Coast places to go and play at, and it has narrowed down. In saying that, though, there are so many good Gold Coast bands. A lot of our friends who are in bands who are doing, you know, great music. But there is, you know, there's Sunday sessions in Broadbeach, which is, like, on the beach. And then we've got places like Elsewhere, which is a club.
Yeah, which is a nightclub.
Which is a nightclub, yeah.
But they have bands, and it's good.
And it's the only
play.
Club that you can... you know, get a good three sets of live music, and yeah, it's really, really fun.
Do they still have the loft there on Chevron Island?
They do. I think there's more restrictions. Yeah, a lot of it now comes down to noise restrictions and licensing and everything, which does suck. And
I'm not sure if they have bands there. Like, they still do, like, acoustic acts and stuff like that. But.
Right, right. I have a special quiz for you that I prepared, but do you guys want to play another song first, and we'll come back after that?
We can definitely play another song.
Awesome. So what are you going to play for us now?
This song, we're going to do a bit of an acoustic version of one of our pop tracks, and that is called Merry Go.
Fantastic. This is The Fika live on 4ZZZ.
Looking for a 6 foot tall, maybe a 5'4", I'm not sure. 3'2", it's just a number after all. I'm looking at my checklist, do you have what is listed? Fit into a girl's pocket wish list, does it really matter? At all, 'cause all I really want, take me to the dance floor now, sweep me off my feet right now, dance with me and we'll go round, take the lead, spin me round and round on this merry-go-round downtown. Me off my feet right now. Dance with me and we'll go around. Take the lead, spin me round and round on this merry-go-round. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do you hear me? Talking in whispers, hear that sound, silent from distance, try not to be loud. I'm looking for a 6 foot tall, maybe a 5'4", I'm not sure. 3'2", it's just a number after all. Take me to the dance floor now, sweep me off my feet right now, dance with me and we'll go around, take the lead, spin me round and round on this merry-go-round downtown, sweep me off my feet right now, dance with me and we'll go around, take the lead, spin me round and on this merry-go-round, merry-go-round, merry-go-round. Take me to the dance floor. To the dance floor now, sweep me off my feet right now, dance with me and we'll go around, take the lead, spin me round and round on this merry-go-round downtown, sweep me off my feet right now, dance with me and we'll go around, take the lead, spin me round and round on this merry-go-round.
Now, guys, I prepared something a little bit special.
Oh, we're scared.
I do this occasionally for the bands I really like. I have a personality quiz for you to answer about each other.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
How well do you know your bandmates? All right, let's start. Michael, what does Lily like to drink before a gig?
Before a gig, a Coke, a cola? I don't know, a rum and Coke?
Ooh, that's a rum and Coke. I do like a rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Lily, what is the nicest thing Michael's ever done for you?
There's a lot. I think one of the things to top it off was he got me tickets to see my favourite band, which is London Grammar, for my birthday.
Oh, so, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Well done.
That's probably like one of the best things. So
good friendship points.
Good, yeah, definitely.
Michael, what is something Lily always puts into a song that she's writing?
Wait, can you say that again?
What is something that Lily always puts into a song that she's writing? Like, is there a particular chord or a lyric?
Oh, a chord. Oh, that is a tough question. I don't know, because Lily kind of changes it up. Every time she writes a song, I'm like, what genre is that? a word?
Come on, boy. What is it?
I don't know.
I bring my Asian taste.
Yeah, your Asian
my
flavor.
Asian flavor.
All right, good answer. Lily, what is Michael's favorite late night snack?
A lot of things. He likes nuts. He loves very crispy chips. Like not hot chips, but like a good, a good crisp chip.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, he doesn't like potatoes by themselves. Just like a boiled potato, does not like it.
Fair enough. Got to have that fried and put in with some salt on it.
There's just so many things you can do with a potato. Why just have it boiled?
Michael, what does Lily love to blast in the tour van?
In the tour van? A bit of Tay Swift. Nah.
That's really...
Lily loves bringing out like the older pop hits, like A Thousand Miles, and anything that's just like really, really embarrassing, but everyone will have a good time and everyone sings. And I don't know, she brings all the good vibes.
My guilty pleasure is pretty much guilty pleasure songs.
Nice.
So,
Lily, what is Michael's favorite TV show to binge watch?
He loves Suits, Game of Thrones. I'm doing good. Yeah. Do I win a prize? I think they're the two that he likes. Pretty sure. Yeah.
Michael, what is Lily's most prized musical possession?
I don't know. One of her weird instruments or her record player, I think.
You got a good one? You got a good record player?
Yeah, I just have a lot. I got a pretty nice little record collection. That's probably my... my baby.
Your records.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And final question, Lily.
Yes.
Zombies, pirates, aliens. Which of these do you most associate with Michael and why?
I'm going to say an alien because he's just out of this world.
Nice.
That was a good one.
Well done, Tafika. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank
all
you for
the way
having
up
us.
The Gold Coast today. Are you going to do a Brisbane show anytime soon? Or
we've just finished our debut EP tour. So that was done and dusted, I think, maybe a month ago. Time. But hopefully we can do a couple more shows up here, and we'll post it on our socials and online. So hopefully, we love Brisbane, so it'll be good to.
Yeah, it's only up the road. So.
It's only up the road. Only an hour and a bit.
Getting closer all the time. Feels.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So people can look you up online. Tafika, that's TH apostrophe FIKA. All right. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.